The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 3rd chapter. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Welcome, everyone, to Bethlehem. Let us open our eyes and ears and listen to the story of when Christ was born, as told by the innkeeper. Mary and Joseph were a pitiful sight, so tired and dirty they gave me a fright. "Are you ill or injured, or do you just need rest? A room in the inn, what an impossible request. My rooms are all taken, not one empty bed. There'll not be a room in all Bethlehem, I dread." But their eyes told a story of hunger and need. I couldn't avoid them, so I tried a good deed. I cleaned up the stable, and my wife made a good meal. We helped all that we could, at least that's how I feel. For we noticed that Mary was expecting, and soon. So we prepared for delivery right under the moon. The child came so quickly, his face seemed so bright, as if God had shown his presence on this very night. Joseph said to me softly, "This is Jesus, my friend. God sent him among us to bring to an end all fear, hatred, darkness, and sin. Instead, God gave light to let his love in." The congregation will now sing "The Friendly Beast." Were calm, a bit quieter than normal. They often were noisy and never too formal. They were always eating or else they were sleeping. The stable required continuous sweeping. But on Christmas night, they were strangely in awe at the sight of the babe and all that they saw. It was that they knew that God had just hushed them, fed them, and watered them, and carefully brushed them. They knew, I believe, that God had been able to create a miracle there in that stable. Thank you.
The congregation will now sing, "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." We don't often see angels in flight, but on the first Christmas they lit up the night. They appeared to the shepherds, and boy, were they scared. "Angels," cried one, "will any lives be spared? Are they here to destroy us? Is our time on earth up? Have we seen our last day? Have we drunk our last cup?" "Peace on earth, goodwill to all," was the angels' sweet song. It echoed in the sky for very long. The light show that dazzled all who did see, the angels' hallelujahs sang out with glee. To Bethlehem, shepherds, the angel directed, to see Jesus the Christ whom God had perfected. Go worship the Lord and follow his ways, and you'll find Christ for all of your days.
Congregation will now sing "Go Tell It on the Mountain." Shepherds, I told you, were scared and stunned. Too much hard work or too much hot sun. That's what they thought. That's how they explained. Perplexed and afraid as they loudly complained. But then the angel's song calmed them, and they believed. They rejoiced when they knew and were quite relieved. They went to the stable and worshiped the Lord, and then they left and began to spread the good word.
The congregation will now sing "We Three Kings."
We are the Lord. star that shone brightly led wise men that night to Bethlehem's stable, to the manger's strange light. They came bearing gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, praising God for his gift of wonder of this birth. The wise men were kings, and they knelt on the straw. It was the oddest of things that I ever saw, for it is Jesus the Savior who is born for us all, so worthy of praise, for he brings us God's call. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come to God for healing from all strife. Come unto me, all you who labor, and I'll give you rest forever to savor. Was the very first Christmas, and there in the manger the Christ child was born. It couldn't have been stranger. Shepherds saw angels, wise men, a star. They came to see Jesus. They came from afar. They knew he was special, God's very own son. He came to the earth to love everyone. He grew up in time, the Savior, the Lord, to be worshipped each day, to be loved and adored. So now at Christmas, we all take delight in the gifts that God gave us that first Christmas night. In the gifts we receive and the ones that we give, let us never forget, it's in Christ that we live. The congregation will now sing Joy to the World. Happy birthday, baby Jesus.